let's talk about the best coaching option for you. Individual coaching sessions are for clients who would like a one-time session with me instead of jumping into doing my private coaching program. This is a perfect way for you to get some insight and receive some quick tips to help you in your life. In this session, we will talk about what has been weighing heavy on your mind or how to cope better with your own personal situation. Talking with me on these issues will give you the foundation of what you need to help bring more knowledge and self-awareness into your life regarding something you have been holding on to for a while now. If you are interested in a one-time session with me, please register below. Links are provided. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me for another video. This week we're going to talk about manipulation. I want to give you some signs of manipulation, but more importantly, what I want you to understand and start really either working on or overcoming is why we're so easily manipulated sometimes. So if you struggle with this and you don't even realize when it's happening to you until either after the fact, or you just know you're dealing with a little bit of a toxic person and you're trying to figure out like, what is this person doing that's manipulating and why do I always fall for it? This video is for you. First off, let's talk about the different types of manipulation. You have emotional manipulation, which is basically where a person uses things like fear to scare you into doing something that they want you to do, shame, guilt, things like that. They could also do it through giving you like this sense of obligation, like you have to do something. It can be done through blackmailing. It can be done through even flattery, just kind of boosting you up a little bit. So that's emotional manipulation. Now, gaslighting is another form of manipulation. We've probably all heard of this before, but in case you have not heard of it before, it is basically a way that someone will either deny your reality. So what you think happened, the person just denies it, that it didn't happen at all. Or they might even distort what you think happened a little bit. This starts to give you confusion where you don't really know whether or not something actually did happen. You start to doubt your own memories, your own sanity, actually, your thoughts. And this is the point of gaslighting, is I want you to doubt yourself so much that what you think happened, you now don't think it happened at all. And my reality of what I think happened, you believe or you buy into. The painful thing with gaslighting is the victim really starts to question their own judgment, which is the ultimate goal of someone who is using gaslighting on you, is for you to just question yourself so much that you don't even know you don't know your own reality anymore. And someone needs to tell you what you think, how you feel, what happened. And that's really the ultimate sense of control. Different types of manipulation could be really just promising the world and not really ever doing anything. So these unrealistic promises. You could also be the victim of love bombing, which is just an excessive amount of affection and attention that's being placed on you where you love it and you eat it up. And really that's just a person who is the manipulator. It's just their grooming tactic. It's their way of kind of grooming you to either trust them or fall in love with them so you can start to let your guard down, where those other forms of manipulation will start to happen, things like emotional manipulation and gaslighting. You're more susceptible to manipulation and control if you trust a person. And so the love bombing is just a way of grooming you to trust that abuser. So again, you can just let your guard down. Now let's get into some reasons why sometimes we are so easily manipulated. The first thing is going to be just your own like emotional vulnerability. When you're in heightened states of emotion, and usually these are the emotions that we don't like to experience. So maybe we're feeling a lot of fear, maybe we're feeling uncertainty, maybe we're feeling guilt, we're feeling something uncomfortable, and because we don't know how to deal with it, we're more susceptible to influence, we're more susceptible to someone coming in to help us or save us. This is where a person can exploit those emotions that you're feeling that are uncomfortable, that you're not really dealing with or know how to tend to get what they want out of the situation. Another really big reason why people will struggle with manipulation, the reason why they're so easily influenced or manipulated at times, is really because there's no logical thinking. There's no critical thinking that's happening. Your ability to logically and critically think means that you can take information in and process your emotions, process how you feel about what's coming in. But you can also put that emotion aside and critically think and logically think about what you actually. Guys, I am so excited about my new course, 30-Day Mindset Makeover. We all have times in our life when things are just too much to handle. We are stressed. We are overwhelmed. We're just going through a lot. And honestly, we just don't even feel like ourselves. And it can be so extremely frustrating because we don't even know where to begin at times. The situations sometimes that we're put into are a lot to take. And that's why it's so important to learn how to give yourself a much needed reboot. So whether you are trying to heal from something, looking to achieve something, or just wanting to work on yourself in general, this is really the ultimate guide for you to not just get back to who you used to be, but to become an even stronger version of yourself. So you guys, I want you to know that this course is a course that you're going to take every day. It's going to be a ton of information because you know me, I am all about feeding your mind and getting yourself to a healthy point in your life. So in this course, I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you the tools, the tips, the education, and insight to fill yourself up daily, feed your mind so you can feel empowered, hopeful, and excited for what's to come. So I hope you guys will join me in my new 30-Day Mindset Makeover. Links are below.
Think what you want to have happen. It allows you to process things in a healthier way versus you just processing them through your emotions, which are not always the healthiest. Because your emotions will not allow you to make good decisions because you're going to make decisions based on usually your negative emotions or sometimes even your positive ones. Just because you're madly in love and you're feeling so happy doesn't necessarily mean that someone's good for you. You could be happy and madly in love with someone who is completely toxic and unhealthy. Your ability to critically think is going to give you the process of cutting through the emotion to see something for really what it is, not through the glasses that you want to see it through. So if you lack the ability to do that, which most people do, most people are not mindfully aware of what's in front of them and logically think. They just emotionally are thinking all the time. So they think that they're making good decisions for themselves, but they're basing those decisions on their emotions. And your emotions are always going to be tied also to your fears, your insecurities, and your wounds. Your wounds are not tied to logical thinking. Logical thinking puts the emotion aside and allows you to make good decisions that are best for you, whether they're uncomfortable or not. One of the biggest reasons I think sometimes that certain people can be so easily manipulated is because of really just an overload of information. Like we are bombarded constantly, all day, every day with a ton of information. And if you're a highly sensitive person and someone's trying to manipulate you, it can actually be a little overwhelming to deal with someone who is witty because you have to be somewhat of a witty person in order to manipulate another person. And so when you're getting bombarded with all of this feeling, which again, you're going to feel on a heightened level because you're highly sensitive. So if you're bombarded with all this feeling and you're not able to cut through those feelings to critically think, to understand what is best for me, then you're going to just get overwhelmed. I think another really big thing for people, and they don't oftentimes realize this, is if you have just grown up with narcissistic parents, if you've just grown up with manipulation, then it's going to be harder for you to spot when someone's actually doing it to you. A big part of manipulation or learning how to not be easily manipulated is about you. It's going to be about your relationship with yourself. Can you trust yourself? Can you trust that inner guidance? Do you know what you think, how you feel, whether or not something is good for you? Do you honor that? So that whole process is really self-parenting. It's really your ability to be self-aware of what you think, how you feel, to take that best care of yourself, to give yourself the things that you need in order to feel good, to trust that internal guidance and that compass that's telling you that something feels off. When you do that and you actively practice those things of just having that good relationship with yourself, you will build trust within yourself to know when someone else is not trustworthy or know when someone is trying to influence you, because you're very connected to yourself. So you know exactly what you're thinking, what you're feeling, you honor that. And of course, we'll all have moments of self-doubt. We'll all have moments where we kind of doubt ourselves a little bit. That's normal, but you don't want to make that the practice where you're constantly doubting yourself. You want to learn and practice how to really trust that inner guidance. Remember, there's only so many reasons why someone manipulates. Not every person that manipulates even knows that they're doing it. But the biggest reasons are just power and control. That kind of control that I have over you allows me to get what I want out of the situation. And there's that lack of empathy that's sometimes there to think about someone else other than yourself, to want to just focus solely on yourself. So it doesn't matter what I have to do, if I have to threaten you, if I have to lure you in, if I have to guilt you, no matter what I am going to do, I'm going to get what I want out of the situation. When you're dealing with also someone who is just really insecure, is led by their ego, they want to control. They want that kind of power over another person because it really soothes the ego. It makes that person feel bigger than what they feel inside. Protecting yourself from manipulation is really just going to require three things. It's going to require you having the awareness of when something feels off, the awareness of what you think and how you feel about a situation, regardless of what someone else is doing or saying, your ability to critically think, to use logic in situations, and your ability to just really be assertive on what you think and how you feel and putting those boundaries in play. So everyone, thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed today's video. We are currently doing a little summer sale for you guys. So we're taking 50% off my high value bootcamp. The link is down below for that if you would like to take advantage, as well as also we are starting our 30-day mindset makeover. Links below for everything. That way you guys can check out and look into what options work best for you. But other than that, I will see you guys in next week's video. Bye.